once again, the parasha begins with Vahoya Ekev Tishmina Samashpatim Ahela. It will be, since you will listen to these laws, Shmaratam Asisam Vaisam, you will observe them and perform them. Hashem will observe for you the covenant and the kindness that He promised to your forefathers. He will love you, and He'll bless you, and He'll multiply you, so on and so forth. So the Mefarshim point out that the word Ekev is a little bit out of the ordinary. It seems that the word Ekev means it will be if you will listen. So ordinarily, the Torah uses the word Im. Vahaya, it should have said Vahaya Im Tishmiun, it will be if you will listen. Why does the Pasuk use the word Ekev? It will be because you will listen. I mean, it seems that the word Im would have accomplished the same thing. And the Torah went out of its way to write the word Ekev. Once again, the Pasuk we mentioned before, Va'ato Yisrael, Mo Hashem Alekech Hashem Yimach, and now Yisrael, what does Hashem your God ask of you? Only to fear Hashem your God. The Gemara asks the Kasha. It seems from this pasuk that fearing Hashem sounds pretty simple. Well, what does Hashem ask of you already? All He's asking you is to fear Him. So the Gemara asks, "Atu Yira Milsa Zutrasehi? Is Yira something so small that Moshe is saying, what is Hashem already asking of you? Only to fear Him." Fearing Hashem is no simple matter. To which the Gemara answers, "En, yes, the Gabi Moshe Milsa Zutrasehi." In Moshe's eyes, or to Moshe, Yira, fear of Hashem, is something small. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the one speaking here. So therefore, Moshe says, "All right, what is Hashem asking of you already? All He's asking you is to fear Him." And to Moshe, fear was a simple matter. And all the Mefarshim have difficulty with this Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu is not speaking to himself here. He's speaking to Bnei Yisrael for all generations. And for all Bnei Yisrael, fear of Hashem is no simple matter. So the Gemara's kasha remains, Otu Yira Milsa Zitrasi, is fear something small? This past week we had a Ufruf. The Minhag Yisrael is that on a Chosan, on the Shabbos before their wedding, they get an aliyah, and when they conclude making the bracha, they are showered, the chosan is showered with candies. And the Sforim say that the reason for the minhag is to send a message to the chosan that as long as you hold on to the Torah, that you'll be showered with sweetness. And I believe that there is a much deeper meaning to this minig, and I will share it with you. In Parshas Chayesara, the pasuk says when Yitzchak brought Rivka into the tent, it says Vayinochem Yitzchak Achrei Imay, that Yitzchak was comforted for the loss of his mother. And Rashi explains that there were three things that were present in Sarah's tent that had departed when Sarah passed away, and they returned when Rivka entered the tent. And the three things were: there was a onan kosher al ha'oil. There was a cloud above the tent, which represented the Shekhinah, that the Shekhinah dwelled in the tent. The second thing was bracha metzuya bi'isa. There was a blessing in the dough. And thirdly, There's a ner dolek me'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos, that the candle remained burning from erev Shabbos to erev Shabbos. So these are three blessings that were present with Sarah, and they returned with Rivka. We need to know what these three things represent, and how is it relevant to us. So when a chosam or anybody is called up to the Torah, there are three things that take place. The first thing is an aliyah. Right? The person that goes up to the Torah has an aliyah. He ascends to the Torah. The second thing is there's a kriya. There's a Torah reading. Whether the person that that has the aliyah reads it, or it is read for him, there's a reading. And then there's a bracha. The person that has the aliyah makes the bracha. So there are three things that take place: aliyah, kriya, and bracha, which is Rosh Tevis of those three things, are Ekev. Ekev is aliyah, kriya, bracha. Three things that take place every time a person is called up to the Torah. And I believe that these three components of every aliyah, kriya, and bracha represent three major avodas, three major types of service of someone who wants to be connected to Torah. The first thing is aliyah. Aliyah means ascending. And that is the necessity for anybody who wants to be connected to Torah to constantly seek to grow. A person has to constantly seek to have aliyah. A person must constantly seek to ascend in their avodas Hashem. A person should never feel comfortable with their level in avodas Hashem. There should never be a comfort level as if I've reached where I wanted to reach. A person must constantly seek to grow higher and higher, to strive for greater heights in Avodas Hashem. And I believe that it is in this type of service that only in this type of avoda is there hashras hashchina, is there the dwelling of the shchina. We find when the Bnei Yisrael were building them, after they finished, when they concluded building the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu benched them. Moshe Rabbeinu gave them a bracha. Yehi ratzayin shetishra shchina b'masa yedeichem. It should be the will that the shchina should dwell in your handiwork. And we pointed out then that it's a very difficult lashon. What do you mean it should be the will that the Shechinah should dwell on your handiwork? Of course it's the will. Hashem commanded them to build the Mishkan. And I believe what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them was that if you want the Shechinah to dwell in your handiwork, then there has to be a constant rotzayin. There has to be a constant will and desire for something greater. If there isn't that Ratzayin, then there is no Ashras HaShchina. The Shechina dwells in Ratzayin. In the will and desire to become greater, to achieve greater heights in Avodas Hashem. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu told them. Yehi Ratzayin. There should be a desire. There should be a will. In order, Shatishra Shechina v'masa yedechem, in order for the Shechina to dwell in your handiwork. Chazal tell us, ish v'isha zachu, that if a husband and wife merit, shchina shruya b'neim, the shchina dwells among them. And I believe that that zachu In order to merit the Shekhinah dwelling among them, it is required for them to strive to grow together. They have to constantly strive to attain greater heights in Avodas Hashem. It is only through that Ratzon, through that desire for more, that Tishra Shekhinah b'Maaseh Yedeich. And that is represented by the cloud over the tent, the Ashras HaShekhinah, which only comes about through Ratzon. And perhaps this is what Chazal are telling us. When Chazal ask, is Yira, is the fear of Hashem something so small? Otu Yira Milsa Zutrasehi? Chazal respond, in Legabe Moshe Milsa Zutrasehi. To Moshe, or the word Legabe Moshe means next to Moshe. Next to Moshe, Yira is something small. Perhaps what Chazal were hinting to was the word Ratzon, Resh Tzadik Vav Nun, is Gematria 346. Moshe is one less than that, 345. So Ratzon is Legabe Moshe. Ratzon is what is next to Moshe. Moshe is 345, Ratzon is 346. Chazal tell us, Legabe Moshe, Milsa Zutrasihi. For somebody who has a Ratzon, for somebody who has a desire, Yira is something small. Because, as people say, Ein Dover Oimid Bifnei HaRatzon, there is nothing that stands in the way of Ratzon. If there is a will, there is a way. And if there is a will, if a person really desires to have Yira Shemayim, then they'll have Yira Shemayim. If there's a true desire, if there is a Ratzon, Legabe Moshe, then Milsa Zutrasi, then it's something small. Now, the months that are approaching, the months of Elul and Tishrei, are called in the Sefarim Yimei Ratzon, Days of Ratzon. The literal understanding is there are days that we are willed before Hashem, there are days that our tshuva is accepted. But perhaps according to what we're saying, there's a deeper meaning to Yimei Ratzon. Perhaps these are days that we are to establish a Ratzon. These are days that we have to establish a desire. A desire to grow, a desire to strive for higher and higher levels in Avodas Hashem. And according to that, perhaps there's something else we can understand from the words of Chazal, Legabe Moshe Milsa Zutrasi. Next to Moshe, Yira is something small. We mentioned a couple weeks ago that from the Bnei Yisrael, from the Megala Mukais, that each one of the months of the year are represented by a letter. By one of the letters of the Shem, of Hashem's name, of Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. Now, if you spell out those letters, Aleph meaning Aleph, Lamed, Fe, Dalet meaning Dalet, Lamed, Tav, Nun, Nun, Vav, Nun, and Yud, Yud, Vav, Dalet, there are exactly 12 letters. Each one of the months corresponds to one letter, beginning with Nisan. So Nisan would correspond to the Aleph of Aleph, Iyar to the Lamed, Sivan to the Fe, Tammuz to the Dalid, Av to the Lamed, El to the Tav, Tishrei to the Nun, Cheshvan to the Vav, Kislev to the Nun, Tevis to the Yud, Shvat to the Vav, and other to the Dalet. So according to that, the months of Elul, Tishrei, and Cheshvan are letters Tav, Nun, Vav. If you take the letters that follow Moshe, after the Mem comes a Nun, right, in the Aleph Beis, the letters that follow the word Moshe, after a Mem comes a Nun, after a Shin comes a Tav, and after a He comes a Vav, which are those same letters, Tav, Nun, Vav, which represent the months of Elul, Tishrei, Cheshvan, which is the month before Tishrei, the month before it, and the month after it. Chazal are telling us, Legabe Moshe, next to Moshe, which is a reference to the letters of Tav, Nun, Vav, which are the letters that are right next to Moshe, meaning those in the 3 months of El Tishrei Cheshvan, Yira is the Milsa Zotrisa. To achieve fear of Hashem in these 3 months is something small. These 3 months are Yemei Rotzain, days that we are to establish a Rotzain. And when there is a Rotzain, Yira is something small. All we have to do is establish that will to constantly grow and grow, and to strive for higher and higher in Avodas Hashem. So that is the Ayin of Ekev, the Aliyah, to constantly focus on ascending in Yiddishkeit. The Kuf, as we mentioned before, represents Kriya, which is the reading of the Torah. And I believe that the Kriya means to be able to read the creation, to be able to read the headlines of the newspapers with Torah Diga eyes. To be able to read the world with Torah Diga eyes, instead of reading the world with Fleshiga eyes, with Gashmias Diga eyes. We have to read the world with Torah Diga eyes. Person that learns Torah, a person that lives a Torah life, needs to be able to see the Rabbeinu Shlalem in every aspect of creation, to be able to see the Rabbeinu Shlalem in every happening that happens in the world. That's Kriyas HaTorah. That's reading the Torah into everything that we see, into everything that we experience. Every Midah that exists in the world, every character trait, every emotion that exists in the world, when it's experienced with Torah Diga eyes, it is understood that it only exists for the sake of Avodas Hashem. The reason that there is an emotion of love, the reason why the emotion of love exists, is that we should use it for Avodas Hashem. If we wouldn't have love to physical things, if we wouldn't have love to our wives or our children, we wouldn't know what love means. And now that we know what love means, we have to take that love and use it for the Rabbeinu Shlalem, to love Hashem, to love His people, to love the Torah. That's what love is for. Fear, the only reason fear exists is that we should use it for Avodas Hashem. And so on and so forth, with every character trait, with every emotion that exists. It's all there only for the sake of Torah. But that's only if you have Torah Diga eyes, so you should be able to see it that way. You have to have a Kriyas HaTorah. I just heard a vort last week from Rav Schwab. In last week's parsha, it says that B'nai Yisrael, after hearing the first two utterances, the first two of the Ten Commandments from Hashem Himself, they approached Moshe and they said to Moshe, "We can't take this any longer. We're afraid we're going to expire. You listen to Hashem and you give it over to us instead of us listening directly from Hashem." And they, as the Pasuk says, Va'at tdabra aleinu, you speak to us. And it says va'at in a female tense instead of ata. And Rashi comments that Moshe Rabbeinu was very upset with Bnei Yisrael. He said, "Itashtem koichi kinekeva, you made me weak like a female, because I would have expected you to be more willing to hear directly from the Rabbi Nishalel. the fact that you gave up listening to Hashem and you accepted me as a substitute for Hashem, that shows that you were lacking in your love to Hashem. And the pasuk there says that immediately Hashem said to Moshe, "Lech amor lahem, go tell Bnei Yisrael, shuva lachem lo aleichem, go back to your tents." That was the first thing Hashem told Moshe after Moshe took over from Hashem. Until then, Hashem was speaking. Hashem said the first two commandments. When Bnei Yisrael intervened and said, "We can't listen to this anymore." So Moshe took over. The first thing Hashem tells Moshe is, "Go tell Bnei Israel, go back to your tents." Which Chazal interpret as to mean, go back to your wives. Up until that point, from 3 days before Kabbalah Satorah, they had been commanded to separate from their wives. So here Hashem told them, go back to your wives. And Rav Schwab asked, the first thing that Hashem says to Moshe is, tell Bnei Yisrael, go back to your wives? Why is that the first thing? And Rav Schwab said, Gevald Gevort. He said that since they were lacking in the love of Hashem, which was what caused them to accept Moshe as a substitute instead of Hashem, had they really loved Hashem, they wouldn't have accepted any substitute. Since they were lacking in the love of Hashem, Hashem said to them, you have to go back to your wives. You have to experience love again. You have to learn what love means. Because when it comes to Hashem, you're lacking that love. The love we have to our spouse, the love we have to any love that we have, is there to learn from it, to use it for Avodas Hashem. According to that, perhaps we can say that in Mitzrayim we know was Ervas HaOretz. It was a land of immorality. It was a land where not only was love not elevated, where love was lowered to the lowest level possible. It was used for immorality. That was the clip of Mitzrayim. So when Paroi was chasing Bnei Yisrael, when Bnei Yisrael were leaving Mitzrayim, Paroi says, "Erdoif asig achalek sholom." I will pursue them, I will reach them, and I will divide the loot. Perhaps what Paroi was saying was, he realized that Bnei Yisrael, by going out of Mitzrayim, were leaving the klipa of Mitzrayim, and now they were going to take that love and elevate it to Ahavas Hashem. Paroi said, "Achalek Sholol, I want to divide the Sholol." Sholol is Rosh Hatevis, is an acronym for Shuvu Lachem La'ahalechem. Those words that Hashem said to Bnei Yisrael, go learn from the love that you have to your wives and use it for Avodas Hashem. When Hashem said, go back to your tents, Paroi said, that's one thing Paroi can't tolerate. The Shuvah Lachem La'aleichem. So he said, Achalek Sholol, I will break the Sholol. I will break the Shuvah Lachem La'aleichem. Timla Emoy Nafshi, I want to fill them with my soul, said Paroi, which was the klipa of the love for Olam Hazeh, the love, taking the love and lowering it to the lowest levels. And this is, and the reason why the Chosen has the Aliyah with the Kriya is to teach the Chosen, now that you are entering into this new relationship, with this new love relationship, you have to have a kriyas haTorah. You have to be able to look at this relationship with Torah the guys and realize what that love is there for, is that you should learn from it, how to elevate it, and to use it for avodas Hashem. And that was the ner daluk. That was the candle that was lit in Sarah and Rivka's tent. That was the ner mitzvah of a Torah or, that was the light that was used to see the world with the light of Torah. And finally, the base of Ekev is bracha. The bracha is the appreciation. Asher nasan lanu Torah semes. Asher bracha banu mikolam. The appreciation for the brachas that we have in our life. Ordinarily, there is the natural instinct of a person is yesh le'mana reitzem asayim. When he has 100, he wants 200. A person is never satisfied with their lot. The Torah teaches us how to appreciate that we have. How to make a bracha. How to bless Hashem for all the good things that we have. And that in turn causes us to receive more bracha. Because when we appreciate that we have, we open up the gates for more bracha. And that once again is very important for the chasm, as we teach the chasm that it is of utmost importance when you're going into a relationship that you must appreciate the bracha that the chasm has. Bracha, the kala has to appreciate the bracha that she has, that they have one another. As long as there's an appreciation for one another, that is the type of relationship that will last. And that is the third bracha that was in the tent of Sarah and Rivka, which was bracha metzuya be'isa, that there was a bracha in the dough. There was an appreciation for everything that they had, and that brought about, since they blessed Hashem for everything they had, they in turn received a bracha from above, and there was a bracha in the Isa. And in the schus, that we will attach ourselves to Torah by constantly seeking aliyah, constantly to multiply our avodah, and a kriya to see the Rabbeinu Shlalem in every aspect of this world, and specifically to take the loves of this world and transform them into the love of Hashem, and to channel them to the love of Hashem, and the bracha to appreciate everything that we have. So therefore Hashem promises us the ahevcha, in turn for your kriya, in turn for the love that you had to me, v'ahevcha, I will love you. Uveirachecha, in turn for the bracha, for your appreciation, I will bless you. Veherbecha, in turn for your aliyah, for your multiplying, your avodas Hashem, I will multiply you. So in the schus that we will have aliyah, kriya, and bracha in every aspect of our lives. In our avodas Hashem, we should all be zeicha to v'ahevcha, uveirachecha, veherbecha. We should be zeichem that in these yimei ratzayin, we should develop a ratzayin to constantly serve Hashem, and our tefillahs should be answered. And we should be zeichem to the time of kimsoyis chosan al kala yosis alayich alekayich, that Hashem will be as joyous for us as a chosan is for the kala. We should be zeichem to that time. Bekarav. Vias Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehirah b'yameinu. Amen.